This is JIS News. Coming up, National Water Commission launches debt forgiveness program. Prime Minister commends National Commercial Bank NCB Foundation and Ministry of Health to construct 11 high dependency units in public hospitals. Details after this message.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ. Planning today, securing tomorrow through policies and plans geared at growing the economy, reducing poverty, promoting sustainable development, thus making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, will be rolling out a three-month debt forgiveness program, which could see customers qualifying for up to 60% debt write-off for money owing as at the start of 2015. The program will run from July 1 to September 31. Speaking with JIS News Friday, Corporate Communications Manager, NWC, Charles Buchanan, said the program targets residential customers owing in excess of $50,000 and commercial customers owing in excess of $100,000.
We will offer special arrangements for those persons where if they come in during the month of July with 40% of those amounts that are owing and qualify under this program, we will write off the remaining 60% on the condition that they will continue to pay their bills faithfully going forward.
Mr. Buchanan says persons who make payments in August will qualify for a 50% debt write-off, while those who make payments in September will qualify for 40%. The NWC is urging its customers to take advantage of the offer, as moving forward, the commission will be employing stringent measures to recover monies owing. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is commending the National Commercial Bank NCB Foundation for its sustained social contributions to Jamaica over the years, noting that the NCB Foundation has spent over $1 billion on projects across Jamaica to date. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the organization's efforts are indicative of the spirit of cooperation needed to ensure Jamaica achieves its development targets.
NCB is a trusted and reliable partner as together we commit to building a better Jamaica. NCB has demonstrated by the magnitude of its corporate giving that it understands the great value of investing in Jamaica's human capital.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a ceremony to celebrate the NCB Foundation's provision of over $1 billion in funding to Jamaican development projects on June 25. The Ministry of Health will be constructing 11 high-dependency units in public hospitals across the island to improve newborn and emergency obstetric care. The initiative forms part of the $2.8 billion European Union-funded program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality, PROMAC. Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence, says the units will be established in six hospitals across Jamaica.
The hospitals are Quanah Regional Hospital, St. Anne's Bay Hospital, Spanish Town Hospital, Mandeville Regional Hospital, Bustamante Hospital for Children, and Victoria Jubilee Hospital. Now, there will be six obstetric or maternal HDUs and five neonatal HDUs. And so each hospital basically will have one obstetric, one neonatal, and then Buster, of course, will have the neonatal HDU.
Dr. Spence was speaking at a JIS think tank session Friday. PROMAC is aimed at strengthening the ministry's capacity to deliver maternal and child health care in Jamaica. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has seen an improvement in fuel efficiency of 17% since the introduction of the Contraflow bus lane on Mandela Highway in November 2013. Deputy Managing Director in charge of operations at JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says the improvement in fuel consumption is significant as the state-owned bus company uses up to 8% of oil imports. Introduction of the Contraflow bus lane resulted from the need to give priority to passengers traveling from Spanish Town into the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR, during peak hours. Mr. Finnegan says prior to the implementation, over 70 of the company's buses would experience delays in traffic during the peak period.
One of the things that we want to do now is to engage National Works Agency to mirror these bus lanes across the KMTR so that we can have even greater reductions, greater improvements, and less costs to the government, not to mention the taxpayers of Jamaica.
Deputy Managing Director in charge of operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan. That was GIS News. I'm Anjoui Jane Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.